Welcome to Daily Prayer with myself, Reverend Ben Cooper. Wherever you are across the world, thank you for making Daily Prayer part of your life and part of the rhythm of your day. It is the morning prayer. We're going to jump straight into the great book of Matthew, chapter 6. We're praying out the Lord's Prayer. This is the title. I invite you to stay for 4 to 5 minutes. I know you're busy. I know it's morning, but let's just jump straight on to prayer. This is the title. When I feel tired and need renewed strength for today. Holy Spirit, we need renewed strength. Lord, we pause, we be still. Lord, we're just on the school run. We're on the shop run. Lord, we're on the coffee run. Lord, whatever we are doing, Lord, we're just finishing a night shift. Lord, we're getting home. Dear God, we're at the bus stop. Dear God, we're at the train station, wherever we are. Spirit of the living God, when we feel tired, Holy Spirit, Lord, we're feeling tired right now. And we ain't been up too long, Lord, but the fatigue of life, the worry of life, the dredge of life, Lord, the worry and the situations around the world. Lord, we need you to renew our faith. Father, will you sweep for our heart this morning? Lord, when I feel tired and I need a renewed strength today, will you renew this strength within the skin that we walk in? Father, we pray right now that we will feel the supernatural power of the love of Jesus Christ. But help us, Lord, to pray and to use the Lord's Prayer, dear God. Help us to use that beautiful prayer in Matthew 6, verse 9. Jesus says, this is then how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we recognize the name of the Father, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom. Hallowed be thy name. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the great I am. And Lord, we believe in miracles. Lord, there are miracles in our lives. Lord, we thank you that there is a hope and there is a future. And right now, Lord, we are going to soar as of wings like eagles. Father God, we're going to soar above the cloud line of life. Father, we're going to rise above the cloud line of fear, of doubt, of worry. Right now, Lord, the world is so noisy. Lord, the political language is so noisy. The noise of war, the noise, dear God, of the interest rate, the noise, dear God, of frustrations. Lord, the world is so noisy. And Father, I pray that you will quieten the noise of the world down and we will hear the voice of God over the noise of the world. Spirit of the living God, when we feel tired, Lord, we lose vision and we lose focus. When we feel tired, we feel unsure and uncertain. But right now, as we stretch out live from London, England, where faith meets the world in daily prayer and global hope. Father, we got global hope today. Lord, we got this daily prayer rhythm going right now. We lock in together. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, as the children are at school, we're at work. Father, we're washing, we're cleaning. Lord, we got the rhythm of life. Whatever the circle, whatever the culture, whatever the fabric of our life looks like, Jesus, we are praying for strength. Holy Spirit, we're praying, dear God, for endurance. Dear God, we're praying for a refocus. Lord, will you recalibrate our mind? Dear God, we come to you from the four corners of the world. Lord, you tell us through the beautiful book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, live from London, England, as we stretch out to Johannesburg, as we stretch out to Singapore, Manila, Lord, we pray for Israel, Jerusalem. We pray for America, China, South Korea, North Korea. We're praying for a revival rain. Lord, let the rain, let the love of God just come down, cascade over us today, wherever we are. But Lord, we pray through the beautiful book of Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Father, we thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is over our lives. And today, from the battlefield to the boardroom, to the field of life, to the pedicure, to the barbers, Holy Spirit, we pray whatever we are doing, the circle of life that we operate in, Lord, strengthen us, carry us. And Father, when we feel tired, we believe that you will renew that strength within us today. May the Spirit of the Lord carry you from the four corners of the world. The love of God is over your life. Don't ever give up. Keep walking, keep strong, and join me for the next prayer. God bless.